Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you very much for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. You know, I just got back about 2 minutes ago from towing a vehicle to a farm that had a blown engine. And we diagnosed, class, this is absolutely positively true. Hard to believe, but it's true. We have a small shop. I mean, we only have one bay, and we only work on one car at a time. That way, when we take parts off, we know where they came from. You know, when you have multiple vehicles, and they're scheduled, and they're shuttling in and out, and guys are pushing vehicles in and out of the bay because they can't get the parts for them in time, and so parts get lost. We don't do that because we only work on one at a time. But so a small shop, that's what I'm trying to say. We have a small shop. And we diagnosed three blown engines in 2 days. I think that's a record. I've never seen anything like this. And what's causing it? Failure to perform maintenance. Oil changes. So the owners of these vehicles, I think there's an expression in Missouri, and it goes something like this. Ah, it'll be all right. That's when you put something in the back of a pickup truck and there's no tailgate on there, and you just put it in there and you say, ah, it'll be all right. And, you know, we'll go down the interstate. It'll be all right. So I think that's what they're doing. I think they're saying it's 2 quarts low on oil, and there's 3 quarts left in the crankcase. It'll be all right. I think that's what's happening. Blown engines for the lack of checking the oil, changing the oil filter, changing the oil. It's unbelievable. So we're talking easily. If you want an engine replaced, whether it's a junkyard engine or an engine swap, it's going to cost around $2,000. Kyle, what do you think?
I think I've got the seatbelt on my mind and I'm ready to go. I agree with you. I don't know about where you are, Vince. Things must be cheaper, but you can hardly get a good used engine around here. Forget the installation, but I think you're hard pressed to find a good engine, say if it's a good V8 or a nicer modern V6 for less than $2,000 around here.
Oh yeah, I'm just thinking. Oh, let's say a 25-year-old pickup truck, for example, pick up a used engine for $1,000 and $1,000 to swap it. You know, pull the old one out, put the replacement engine in, and then you really don't know. You don't know if it's going to run properly. You don't know if it's got bad compression. You just don't know, because when you get the engine from a salvage yard, they've taken so many parts off the remainder of that vehicle. The hood's already been gone. The wheels are gone. The doors are gone. It's been rained on for I don't know how long, maybe a year. You don't know if it's going to start. You don't know if it's ruined. You don't know if there's water in the cylinders. You don't know. So you go through all that work to find out that, you know, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't work. So literally it's $1,000 to swap an engine around here. And, you know, I've swapped the engine in my AMX 13 times. And, you know, I could do it pretty quickly, but there's a lot of room around that engine. It didn't have all of these accessories and sensors and wires and computers and harnesses and all that stuff. It was pretty much plain. So, and I still don't think I want to, you know, tackle it just for fun anymore. I mean, I've got to have to do it to, I mean, it's got to be necessary for me to do that kind of thing. But what I'm saying, class, is we, Kyle and I have been harping on this for years. An oil change, although, you know, oil's getting more and more expensive, it still is the least expensive insurance you have against a catastrophic mechanical failure. We're finding timing chains are breaking. We're finding a lack of lubrication to the rod bearings. So the rods come flying through the crankcase, the block. It's pretty serious stuff. So, seriously, and whether it's a lawnmower or whether it's a little riding mower or whether it's, you know, a push mower, a walk-behind mower, a riding mower, a garden tractor, a farm tractor, a truck, or an automobile, you know, a car, please, please consider the maintenance. And we've been lulled into complacency, as Kyle has been saying for a long time now. We've been lulled into thinking that it's going to be okay because the sensor, that light didn't come on the dash to tell us to check the tires. Everything's good because, you know, there's no warning message. Well, that makes, that's assuming that the sensor isn't broken and that the sensor is paying attention all the time. I know a guy, I can't believe it, used to be a friend of mine, who was driving his daughter's pickup truck, a Dodge pickup truck, a Ram 1500, with a V8 engine in it. The oil light came on while he was on the interstate. He thought that he ought to check the oil, you know, soon. Well, it was out of oil. Blew the engine before he got to the exit ramp. If that engine oil light comes on, you need to stop as soon as it's safely possible and shut that engine off. If the temperature, the hot temperature light comes on, same thing. If you have a temperature gauge and it climbs into the red, get that engine shut off as soon as possible. Or the head's going to warp. Or the intake manifold's going to leak. Or you'll have catastrophic damage. No kidding. Kyle, any comments?
Sure, a lot. The you know, and the crazy thing is, folks, the way that inflation is affecting us, it's going to cost you way more than you think. I'll give you an example. My wife just hit a deer, because we have lots and lots and lots of them out here, with her little car, and it hit the fender and the hood and the light bucket and busted the edge of the fender. And I was absolutely stunned when I got the estimate back, which we have a deductible and we have insurance full coverage on it, and they're going to pay for fixing it. But still, the price was $6,115. So one thing you can't afford, if you've got a car that you cannot afford to replace, I highly suggest you get full coverage insurance, especially if you live around where there's deer on the road. And I'll bet you in the 20-some-odd miles we are from town on that highway, I'll bet there's probably 150 deer a year get killed on that road every year. And there's just more coming all the time. You know, you was talking about the check and the oil and all of those things. Folks, you got to realize it only takes one time, once, to ruin an engine. I know a lady that just did that. She had a gorgeous little Subaru engine, Outback, 2.5 four-cylinder motor, good motors. You have to replace the head gaskets on them about every 120,000 miles because they go out just like clockwork. Subaru used to have a 2.2, their little four-cylinder, that would go 250,000-300,000 miles with no real major trouble, except for seals leaking every once in a while, which happens with almost any engine. But anyway, they upped the horsepower and stuff and made it a 2.5. Well, that made the cylinder walls thinner and the distance between the cylinder walls. And so the head gasket was on there. It fails at about 120,000 miles. In any case, this lady one time ran, and she knew that her car used a little bit of oil. It had like 170,000 miles on it, but it just had new head gaskets put on it. But she ran it one time with low oil. And when she did that, it took the engine out. There's now a bad rod knock in this engine. It still runs, but you never know when it's going to blow. So now she looked around and talked to Carl. I told her, she asked suggestions of where to take it, and I told her this one mechanic's about the best for the money that you can get, this guy, and because I don't have a shop big enough to do something like that. Anyway, and he told her, said it'll run around $3,500. Well, it's an 05. So, you know, the car's worth about $3,500, but she likes it so much that she's going to do it eventually. But she ended up buying a whole nother car. You know, it's just one of those things that you have to do all the time. Check your coolant, check your oil. And like Vince, I talked to you a little bit about this yesterday, but I bought a mower at a garage sale for free. I got it. And it's a self-propelled Snapper brand motor. And because there's a cup, folks, on top, if you take the top cover off of the engine, there's a little cup up there that catches the puller when you pull to try to pull start it to get it going. And that cup was broken. The guy said he didn't want to deal with it, and he figured that's what it was. He even knew. I mean, he was right. You take the three screws out, and you could look right in there and see it. Well, you buy a new one online from the company, Snapper, for $10. So for $10.49, I ordered two of them just to have them. And because the shipping was the same on two of them or one of them, it didn't matter. So I figured, well, for an extra $10, I'll do it. And the little engine, we did get it started. It doesn't smoke or anything. It calls for synthetic motor oil in it. But here's the kicker. There's no way to drain the engine. There's no plug at the bottom of the engine to drain the oil out. And it says right on top of the engine, no reason to change your oil. Just top it off. Well, what that does, folks, when you're running around with that grit that is in your oil, because at some point when you have a little bit of that grit, it wears the rings out, and then you end up with more combustion gases down in the oil and carbon down in the oil, and it ends up being tiny, tiny little bits of microscopic grit. Well, it wears your engine out even faster. So I put a wire down the fill tube, because there's a little fill tube there with a dipstick in it. I put a wire down in there just with a little bend in it, just to see if that tube extended beyond the block. Do we have a break, Vince?
We've got a break coming up in about 5 seconds. Yeah, let's talk more about this. So, lubricated for life. No need to change your oil. It's nuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, we're learning about how you don't have to change the oil in lawnmowers. Kyle, please continue. Let's flesh this out. This is really interesting. I think our class is going to learn about from this lesson.
Sure. So anyway, I stuck a little wire down the filler tube to with a hook on it, kind of a little hook, just so I could feel whether or not the filler tube extended down into the block. Well, it didn't. The filler tube stopped right at the edge of the block. So I thought, that's perfect. So I tipped, of course, put something under it there, but tipped it over so that the filler tube was now the lowest point. I lifted up, put a couple of blocks under the front of it because the filler tube is towards the back of the engine. Took the dipstick out, and I drained it all night long because I want all of that oil out of there, every last bit of it. And then I noticed that the gasoline tank says on there E10 gasoline, and don't put E15 in it. Well, any, that means ethanol gasoline. Well, any ethanol gasoline will eat up the little rubber seals in any carbureted engine. I have not seen any of them where it wasn't going to be an issue within, 5 to 10 years at best. So I took a suction gun and sucked all of that gasoline out of that thing. And I'm going to run nothing but non-ethanol premium in it. And when I'm going to put synthetic motor oil back in it, but I'm also going to put the product that I've talked about on the air before, and that's Prolong. I don't get any money from this. It's not a multi-level marketing thing, anything like that. But Prolong, in my opinion, is the absolute best oil additive that you can own. It's fairly expensive and much better, much cheaper to use by the gallon. I think it runs around $88 a gallon. But you use 12 ounces in 5 quarts. For the first oil change, and then I use 6 ounces from then on with each oil change because it has just proven itself over and over to me through 3 or 4 different scenarios in my life. Anyway, I'm going to put some of that in there. And it's a self-propelled snapper mower. It's a great little mower. I mean, the self-propelled little part works. We did get it started the very first time because I wanted to know, you know, if the rings were already gone, then why even fiddle with it? But anyway, the ring, it didn't smoke at all. So what they're doing, folks, is they continually are trying to weaken the human mind. And we are creatures of convenience, and we have been trained to be that way. We have not been trained to be responsible. We have not been trained to pursue and figure out and think. We've been trained in our society, the American society, modern society, first world nations, trained to not think. Trained to follow, trained to be told what to do and how to do it. Even you look at election results and all of these things, right after they tell you what happened, then this guy comes on right there and tells you how to think about it. It's the same thing that we're, and they've done it in engines, they do it in cars, everything's got cameras now. You don't have to learn how to back up, you know, with mirrors and have to use your head. You got backup cameras. Some of these newer cars, you push a button and it backs right up into the slot for you. Because I saw a commercial the other day. I can't remember where I was, but the TV was playing and it had this guy and the girl in there, and he pulls up next to this car and pushes a button, and the car backs itself into the place to parallel park. And she looked at him like, oh, ain't you smart and cool to have this? I thought, you worthless thing. Well, you're just being brainwashed. And I hear another music.
Yeah, I'm wondering how you really feel. Kyle and I will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage will run out in a matter of hours. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when a submersible carrying 5 people disappeared roughly 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. So far, that effort has yielded negative results, according to the Coast Guard. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through the tiny North Texas town of Matador. That's just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. Sirens started blaring about 8 p.m. last night. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Fox, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
God,
you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I just heard an advertisement for, that mentioned the big bad IRS. And class, if you decide you want to come to Missouri August 25th and 26th, I'll be teaching a seminar on how to take the same tax deductions that the rich take, same ones I take, and how you can prepare and save an enormous amount of currency by playing according to the IRS's rules that they are, you know, they publish them. But you have to know where to look, and I'm going to teach you where to look, how to read them, and what they mean. And I believe you can save thousands of dollars. just by every year from now on, if you attend the seminar. Now, I don't charge for the seminar. They charge admission to come to this expo. It's not my expo. I'm just a guest speaker. I volunteered. I'm not being paid for this. But I'll be teaching for about an hour and a half. And then if you want to come to the campground after that for an after-expo party around the campfire, and we'll have some dinner. We'll sit around the campfire, and I'll tell you the rest of the story. I'll answer all your questions, all of your questions, no matter what they are regarding preparedness. So if you want to learn more about this, you can go to Ozarks, O-Z-A-R-K-S, homesteading.com, August 25 and 26. August 25 is Friday. August 26th is Saturday. I'll be speaking Saturday around noontime on August 26th. But we're going to have a camp out right here. If you want to stay with us, you're welcome to book, and you can go to Natural Farms LC, Natural Farms, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-F-A-R-M-S, LC as in Limited Corporation, .com, and you'll see how you can book on Hip Camp, and we've got a 20% off discount that's running for everybody. Everybody gets the discount. Doesn't matter what group you're in, all groups are treated the same. As a matter of fact, we don't even look at groups. So I decided that now the veterans, I appreciate veterans. I appreciate people who are senior citizens. I do. But why should they get a discount and other people not? So everybody gets the same discount, 20%. And the code is right on the header of naturalfarmslc.com. Kyle, very, very interesting. And I wanted to mention, I have a couple comments. So whenever you're done with your piece on this mower, I've got a few comments to add. So back to you.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty much done, Vince. All I was going with is that I'm going to make sure that this has synthetic oil in it, and because this is something that will run almost always in the summer, I'm probably going to put 2050 weight in it, synthetic motor oil, with a little, probably maybe an ounce of the Prolong, and then I'm going to run with the gasoline, and I do this in every one of my air-cooled engines, whether it's weed eaters or chainsaws or whatever. I run non-ethanol premium, and I always add 1 ounce per gallon of seafoam, which has also proven to me to be incredible. This last year when I needed to fire up my little two-stroke Mantis tiller, and I have three of them that I have bought from different garage sales and all of this, as well as, I mean, three total. Two of them I bought at garage sales, one I bought brand new. And I've been using it now for, must be close to 15, 18 years. But it started within, I was just really surprised. Normally it takes two or three pulls, but it started the first pull. It just, I let it sit out in the sun because it's in a cool garage, and I don't have to worry about draining the gas out of it, which is still a good idea to do, especially if all you have is ethanol gasoline. You definitely should drain all the gas out of it and run it till it's dry. But anyway, I use non-ethanol gas, and it started first pull this year, just purring like a little kitten. It's like downtown Phoenix, you know. So I love that stuff. So that's what I use on all of mine. Hopefully this mower will last me for quite a few years. And basically for $10.49, it was worth it. And it's a rear bagger. So your comments, Vince.
Okay. So I wanted to quote something that Rich Sheban said this week. And it relates to this mower. And it relates to automobile engines, cars, trucks, internal combustion engines, pretty much everything. So Rich, I'm paraphrasing, but I believe he said inflation is cumulative. So the way to look at that is if it costs $100 year number one to get it, and let's say inflation is just 10% a year. That means it's a year later, it's $110. The second year, it's $121. And the third year, it's $133. Okay? So in 3 years, it's got a third more. The price has increased a third more. Now, if you apply that to engines, wear is cumulative. So when the engine starts to wear, it doesn't get any better. It gets worse. It gets worse with each unit of measure that that engine is running, or transmission, or differential, or wheel bearings. It doesn't matter. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. So wear is cumulative. Now, this particular engine, Kyle and I talked off the air about this, and we're kind of chuckling. So there's no way to change the oil except for the way that Kyle figured out how to do it, which is turn the engine, you know, drain the gas tank, turn the engine sideways, and pour the oil out the fill tube. Okay? So that's the way you do that. Now, that's what you should do. The old standard was for a lawnmower-type engine, whether it's a rotary mower or, you know, horizontal shaft, vertical shaft, it doesn't matter. The oil change interval was 25 hours. So this particular engine says no need to change the oil. So in my world, I'm thinking, okay, if you would change it at 25 hours and you don't change it at all, by 100 hours, this mower is worn out because of exactly what Kyle said. That is the grit, the carbon deposits in the as a result of the combustion that gets washed into the oil. It's going to wear out faster. So to minimize that wearing out is to use synthetic oil, which has more lubricity typically than conventional oil. So the idea is, let's put a better oil in it, and we'll save the money on the drain plug and manufacturing the engine and tapping threads into the bottom of the crankcase and putting a plug in there. And then, boy, the poor owners of this thing are going to have to change the oil every 25 hours. So we can say, never have to change the oil. And that's what they did. So I'm thinking this thing will last about, at the absolute most, 100 hours, okay, before it really starts to wear. This mower, I looked it up during the break. There was a company that used to sell them, and it's discontinued. They discontinued it. And I'm thinking, I know why. Because, number one, you can't change the oil, and it's a disposable mower. Two, you mentioned that you had to buy the recoil starting mechanism at the top of the engine. And you found it readily on the Internet. Why? Because they break. So the MTD mower company, or MTD Murray, the company that makes pretty much every mower on the planet, they know that this is cheesy. They know the design is cheesy. You bought two extras, or one extra, plus the one you need. And this will be, that means you'll have a total of three that were on that particular mower. The one it came with that broke, plus the one you're going to replace it with, plus the spare. So it's obvious that this is, you know, cheesy. Those recoil starter assemblies at the top of an engine used to be held on with four screws. Four. Well, we don't need four. We can get by with three. Except they break, right? So everything about this tells me that this is designed to be a throwaway machine. And there are many reasons why I'm saying that. So Walmart sells this particular mower for $294. But I can't find anybody else that wants to sell it. Lowe's doesn't sell it. So $294, that's fairly expensive in my world for a small single-cylinder self-propelled mower. And to solve the problem with the corrosion with the ethanol fuel, they replaced this carburetor, which used to be aluminum as a standard carburetor casting material. They replaced it with plastic. Now think about that. This carburetor is mounted to the engine, which is running pretty close to a couple hundred degrees, like 200 degrees. Plastic carburetor. That thing is going to decay quickly, crack, and fail, and leak. But it won't corrode because it's plastic. This is absolute insanity from my perspective. So it's going to wear out quickly. You can't change the oil. It's got a plastic carburetor. And you can't maintain it. You can't just change the oil as you should. So it makes no sense to me. So I looked up the reviews, and these are at Walmart.com. And for this particular mower, it has 98 five-star reviews. But it has 33 one-star reviews. And the reviews say things like, don't buy it. Bad lawnmower. Brand new and can't use it. Junk. Buyer beware. Save yourself some time. Meaning don't buy it. Engine will not stay running. Never started. No good. Broken, and they mean crankshaft, with minimal use. Horrid. These reviews are scathing about this particular piece of equipment. Another one says, don't do it. Engine stopped working after 5 minutes. Front cut lever won't hold. Repair. Another guy said that the blade is too big. It runs into the frame of the mower. Another one says it didn't make it 3 months before it broke. Don't buy this mower. Broke in two months. Don't buy this junk. So people are furious. But it's not just this particular mower. Now, I'm not picking on Kyle. He got a really good deal. He got a mower for $12 and change. When he counts the spare part that he had to, or the replacement part. But what we're saying, or I'm saying, is that everything has become substandard. Who ever heard of a plastic carburetor mounted to an engine that's running a couple hundred degrees? Kyle?
Yeah, you're right, Vince. $10.49 was about the limit of my ability or willingness to pay for it. But if I get, I figured for $10.49, if I get a couple of years out of that, that's pretty cheap,
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree.
I can afford 5 1/4 a year.
I would do the same thing as you did. I absolutely would. But what I'm saying is you have the, I guess I didn't say this, but I was thinking it. You have the ability to fix these things, okay? And you had the ability to diagnose it. But the guy that owned it, that paid $294 plus tax for it, gave up. He didn't want to do it. And I have a feeling that's pretty much everything. And we've been conditioned to say, well, heck, it's over a year old. Let's get another one.
Yep, exactly.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless.
dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's, this is a sad commentary. This story that Kyle is telling us is a sad commentary on Americans. Because I can just see it. That, she's shopping with her husband for the mower, and she says, look, this one, you never have to change the oil. And then he probably says, wow, that's great. That's really good. So the indication is that this thing is so good, you never have to change the oil. The reality is they saved money manufacturing it by not putting the oil drain plug in it, and they're convincing the customer that you don't have to change the oil. The other thing with this plastic carburetor, you know why they always made them out of metal until just now? Like cast aluminum with a metal fuel bowl? The reason is that if it ever caught on fire, because engines get really hot enough to set gasoline on fire, and the gas tank is just above the carburetor, which means gravity flow, which means that if the carburetor were to catch on fire and burn because it's plastic, the whole amount of fuel that's in the tank will drain down and make the fire bigger. Class, correct me if I'm wrong. This is crazy. This is beyond crazy. And when do you use a lawnmower? I think most people use a lawnmower when it's hot out, you know, warm. Nobody uses one in the wintertime because the grass doesn't grow.
Yeah. You know, it's to me, it's the word, and I want to go into this maybe a little bit. I've been considering this, the term reprobate. And one of the main terms for that is, one of the main definitions for it is unprincipled. And I was thinking to myself, you know, that almost describes our society nowadays. It's unprincipled. Nobody with any conscience or character would allow a mower like that to go into production. And because the influence of reprobateness throughout our society, everybody, for the most part, everybody is affected by it in everything you buy. And then that, in turn, affects the way you deal with other people. Uncharacter, you know, with no character, unprincipled. And you're right, Vince. I think it's indicative of our society, how that we have just become so foolish and so weak. It's like you can see the depression, degradation of our society because of it. And I'm starting to believe that it's part of human nature. You know, people continue to go down and down and more and more worthless until they collapse. And then people have to fight their way back. And so societies go up and down and up and down and up and down. And it's based on, really seriously, just based on the ease and the worthlessness that people become, because we graduate to the stupidest, weakest, lowest form of thought. Your comments?
Well, someone who's reprobate is a scoundrel, okay? Morally depraved, okay? You're absolutely right. And so here's, Kyle, I was thinking about this last night while I was sleeping, and I was thinking, although you and I have never met in person, never, we've known each other for years. We've talked on the phone, we've broadcast on the class, spend most of our time together in class, and you get to hear all of it, class. I believe that Kyle did what I did, and that was, when he was younger, read manuals on how to maintain things, how to repair things. I'm talking about mechanical things, electrical things. I believe he read manuals and said, wow, okay, that's good. Now I know how to do that. You know, before he did things, before he started working on things, I believe he read the manuals to get the basic knowledge in his mind before he started turning the screwdrivers and the wrenches and the pliers and using the hammer and saw and all that stuff. I believe that. Is that correct, Kyle?
I have a ton of them, Vince. Some of them I've been I've had for 40 years.
Right. So I knew that. I knew that Kyle did exactly what I did. Now, let's contrast that with today. Let's contrast that with the guy who goes to the big box store and buys that lawnmower or that washing machine or whatever the device is, that mechanical or electromechanical device. How many people would read the manual after they bought it? How many people would read the manual before they bought it? I would try to do that. I bought a piece of gear recently, and I downloaded all the manuals before I agreed to buy it. And I read them cover to cover, hundreds of pages. Okay? And the guy said, the seller said, I'll call the guy and see what he says. I said, you don't have to do that. I know the answer to that. Don't worry about that. I'll save you the time. I spent hours. And I know as much as the technicians that service this equipment. I know as much as they do, and I've never had it before. I've never owned it before. And we've become lazy. We don't read. We don't read manuals anymore.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.